Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac Ensu.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
Talking about Willis.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Well, hey, what it do?
Ahoy, friend.
What's up?
Look at you.
Look at me.
Back from an all-American road trip.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Things are looking up. I remembered my password to the computer.
I know
computer.
You said that when you came in, and
that's
I was
great.
Like, that is good.
And it's long.
That cognitive function, and you took a test, you aced it, no one's seen cognitive testing quite like you. It's amazing.
I'm back.
You are back.
I am back. What did I miss?
Not a damn thing. I mean, I don't know.
Scotty won the PGA.
Jim Irsay is dead. We're allowed to push people in the butt again in the NFL, so we can do that.
Yeah.
The tushes
right
will
in the
be
butt.
Pushed.
Flag football talk.
Yeah, flag
yesterday.
Football.
Yeah.
The maybe the greatest collapse in basketball history last night.
Yeah.
But you were
kind of
back for that. I'm sure you
I saw it.
Yeah, you saw it.
That was a good game.
That was a good game.
But that's sports. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. So outside of that, I mean
nothing.
I'm trying to think
it's that time of year.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there was anything like important that you missed, like locally. Rained and then it was sunny and then it rained and then it was sunny and couldn't make up its mind. We had hot San Diego debate.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, you're a San Diego man.
I love San Diego.
And I made the bold statement that in the summertime, there's no better weather. There's no better place to be than in the Pacific Northwest. And of course, this jackass, who will remain nameless.
Well, it was more like these jackasses.
Yeah, it was
you're
jackasses.
You're looking right at Ryan.
Two jackasses.
It was so Nemec and I both that
suggested deep on this San Diego thing.
California weather, probably San Diego weather, probably even better than the Pacific Northwest.
Then we kind of went back and forth on that. We had, and that led me to a war with the San Diegans. And
yeah, and then he started talking about what a terrible city San Diego is, which had nothing to do with the original point.
No. Got personal. You know,
it did get it got heated.
That's actually a good question. Like, what is the? I mean.
I went here because
the summer here is
it's amazing.
Yeah, but it gets a little hot now. It does. It's getting hot,
and I also
out there you're on the coast, so it never really gets quite that hot.
My thing with San Diego is this twofold: one, screw San Diego, and two,
you sound jealous.
Yeah. Well, they don't appreciate anything. So
why not? What does that mean? Well, how do you know that?
It's always
collectively.
It's always nice, so you don't appreciate summer weather.
That's fair.
So it's just and then in San Diego, outside of being in San Diego, you're just it's like how many times can you walk around the gas lamp district or go and be like, oh, there's the ocean. Whereas in the Pacific Northwest, within 2 hours, I'm in a 12,000 foot mountain. I'm down in Bend if I want. I cruise on over to the coast. I got the whatever I want.
So there's you're saying there's more variety.
There's more
variety. There is more variety.
And I get amazing weather. Thus, in the summertime, there's no better place in the country that I want to be than up here in the upper left.
Oh, well, then you want to be is different than they have better weather.
Well, it started out as
you're changing the argument.
No, well, my original statement was, come the summertime, I don't really want to travel anywhere.
Yeah.
Because we have the best of everything here in the summer.
Take advantage of it.
Yes.
And then travel in the winter.
Yes.
When it's raining.
And that led to, you know, the weather thing. And I said, do we have the best weather up here? And that's where the San Diego thing came in. And I was like, no. Mm. I'll give you the idea that San Diego, again, has incredible weather, but they have incredible weather year round. We, from June, July, August, we have as good a weather, if not better, than anywhere in the country. And I think we have as much to do as anywhere in the country. You don't need to, you shouldn't want to go anywhere, June, July, August.
Well, the other thing, too, is San Diego has something called June gloom.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not the best month there.
Mm. Hence the gloom.
Yeah, see, so, but June can also be kind of wet here.
Yeah.
You know.
We're fine.
But if you get to... Well, not always.
Yeah, we're fine.
But once you get to the... Well, no, not always.
Always.
Because once you get to the river, or the... what do they call this? The Rose Festival?
Yeah, yeah.
Then it can't rain.
See, here's my thing, though. If you occasionally, you get a day where you get some scattered showers here and there, you're not getting torrential downpour.
Well, no one's saying torrential downpour, but it rains in June more than you think.
And that's also why we get to keep stuff green. I'll go to my grave.
Yeah, but you're saying the summer is the best weather ever.
It is.
Not if you include June.
It's the best.
You're wrong!
It's the best.
Hey, I'm back. I'm ready to sports radio.
I'm taking that summer 3 months, upper left, we're the best in the country.
I think if you took July, August, September, you're better off. If you're taking June, July, August.
Yeah. I did kind of rope in September, but that was more of a tail end. I'm starting in June.
September here.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I mean, I think I would take that month over any other month.
Interesting.
That's the top.
Because it cools off a little bit.
Yeah. That's the top month, I think.
Yeah, right here. Best water for swimming, floating, rafting, surfing, the lakes, the
look,
fast rivers.
Look, one guy agrees with you. No, you could not be any more right.
Drip.
I just think we got a lot. Drip. Whereas in San Diego, it's like, hey, what do you do outside of San Diego? Well, Tijuana, but that's a whole other element there. You got to be ready. You got to prove yourself in Tijuana.
Wait, that's not San Diego, though.
No, but it's San Diego adjacent.
Yeah.
I've been to San Diego plenty, and it's a neat city, but like it's just... It's San Diego. Cool. We went to some bars. We sat on, we sat outside and there was a light breeze and it was 84 and you're like, yeah, okay. It's San Diego.
Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Listen, I don't get your whole argument there. Kind of weird, but I do get the weather and the weather thing in the summer here. I'm with you.
It's amazing.
Yeah. There's a reason why, but it's, well, yeah. It is amazing, generally speaking. Yeah, for sure. Yes. So that's a good argument, though. It'd be...
It got heated.
Yeah, did somebody get punched? Oh, your propensity for violence?
No, but then Buckley tried to throw in San Francisco, and I told him to go pound sand, because San Francisco's weather sucks.
No. I said the East Bay Area. I said, I conceded that actually San Francisco, windy and cold during the summer.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think San Francisco has sneaky bad weather.
Hmm.
You want to be in San Francisco in like October.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, San Francisco is
sneaky bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You think it's California.
San Francisco's like Portland with more wind.
Yeah. It's not great. And Misty, San Francisco's gray. A cool city, but it's, if you're talking weather wise, it's not. San Diego has obviously the claim of year round weather. I've been to San Francisco in the summer and it's still not great.
Well, anyway, the eagle has landed. I repeat, the eagle has landed. Mom, Pa, Rop.
Exciting.
Are here.
Exciting. Permanently.
They are here and they are not going anywhere. ever again.
Not after this adventure.
No.
So the home is sold? The green shag carpet is no more?
Yeah. Well, it had been sold. They sold that a while ago.
Oh, okay.
And now we drove them. Well, they flew, but we drove across the... You know, that drive, So we drove from Salina, Kansas to Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
And it's about 24 hours total.
Mm-hmm.
So we broke it up into 3 days driving two nights.
Well, because we kind of mapped it out, and we thought, because there's two routes you can go, we kind of thought maybe you would do Salina to Denver, Denver to Wyoming, like Laramie, and then maybe Boise and back. But you kind of...
Well, that's 4 days. So we only did three days,
yeah.
Two nights. Yeah. So the two places we stayed, we went Salina to Cheyenne.
Okay, so we were thinking Wyoming, so we were right.
And then we went Cheyenne to Boise, stayed in Boise, yeah. And then came into Portland. But I got to tell you, the American West, as beautiful as it is, yeah. My God, there is nothing out there.
No.
And we know this, like yeah. This is a, we all know that.
Yeah.
But boy, is it shocking. When you actually, because I've made that drive before,
yeah,
but
you kind of
it's
forget,
even
huh?
more yeah. desolate yeah. than you remember.
See, I was telling the story. We had Joey on, and I say it's the dumbest thing that I've ever done. But also, I think you should, if you've ever made that drive, you would understand. We made that drive through the Great American West, going through Oklahoma, going down Wyoming, and all that from there on down. And that's where we got the rock for the cruise control. We were like in an old Dodge Raider, and we just put a rock on the pedal, and that was our cruise control. Yeah. And people were like, what if something gets in your way? What if you have to stop? And you don't. There is nothing. It's just for thousands of miles, it's just straight road, which is flat, and it just goes. And you are just in the middle of nowhere. And I guess for a brief moment, it can be beautiful, but man, is it monotonous.
Very boring.
Yes.
Very boring. Yes. Unless the PGA Championship is on. And then, so we had a caravan mm-hmm. of three.
Yeah.
So I drove the big 20-foot U-Haul. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that old bitch powered her way all the way across the country. I mean, I got her going 80 to 85 consistently. And by the way, in some of these areas, the speed limit is 80.
Yeah.
Okay? She was humming. And she was full.
So you're basically a long-haul trucker at this point.
I think I am. Yeah. So we had the walkie-talkies going. So we had Meatball back there in the Nissan. And then we had Goodwood. Well, it was T-Pain. So on the walkie, yeah. It was El Rapo, T-Pain, and Goodwood.
And who was Goodwood?
Well, it's a friend of ours' dad.
Okay.
Or it's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
But his last name is Wood.
Yeah.
And so...
That's fantastic.
So we were talking... I wish we had tape
yeah.
of the conversations.
That's got a real Smokey and the Bandit sort of
very
thing. Got your ears on, come on back.
That's right. Yeah, and he was making all... You would love Goodwood yeah. because he was making all sorts of... what's the movie?
Rubens Race. Oh, Days of Thunder?
Days of Thunder yeah, references
that's good times.
The whole time. And of course, that goes right over Meatball's head. He's yeah. never seen it.
But the fact that you've got someone on a walkie-talkie named Goodwood, yeah. already I'm in. I'm yeah. loving where this yeah. trip is going.
So we were all watching the PGA Championship as we drove. Is that safe, do you think?
Again, this is what I'm saying about The Rock. When you're driving cross-country through the Badlands, anything goes. It's Thunderdome out there. I'm guessing you didn't see a cop for like 20 hours.
We didn't see many.
Exactly.
But
so just
in Oregon, we saw maybe four Smokies.
Yeah.
In Oregon.
Yeah.
And maybe one combined in the other four states or whatever.
Yeah, because you went up through Nebraska then.
No.
No?
No, no. To get to Cheyenne, we went to Denver and up.
Because I was gonna say, because you could go yeah. through Colorado, or since I thought maybe up through Nebraska.
No, we went to Denver, Cheyenne. Ogden, my first time in Ogden, we stopped at a bar to watch the end of the Oklahoma City Denver Game 7, which really wasn't much of a
no.
game.
Yeah,
and then the PGA Championship was on at that time too, so we had to stop.
We decided that you made a brief stop in the wonderful All American city of Ogden, Utah.
Yeah, that's my first. And by the way, the service there was terrible.
Well, yeah.
So now in my head, I have that Ogden sucks because of that one-hour experience.
I'm not here to tell you that Ogden doesn't suck, but it
does. Seemed very college towny.
It is home to, well, that's Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Ogden is Weber State.
Weber State. Yes. It just kind of had that feel.
Yeah, well, look. Having been to Ogden a couple times, I did buy a motorcycle in Ogden once, but. Outside of that, look, there's really not, having spent years in Utah, there's really no reason to go to Ogden.
Now, here's
it's just there.
Yeah. Well, you just drive through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you're fine.
So I haven't been.
It's at the tip.
I have not spent much time in Utah, but there I was in Utah.
Yeah.
Now, have you been to something called Bucky's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've been to a Bucky's?
And if, well, Bucky's are, it's a Texas thing that is now spread like a cancer.
Yeah.
And if you've never seen what a Bucky's
it's
is.
It's unbelievable.
It's gotten very popular very quickly.
Imagine,
or grown very quickly, at least.
Imagine if Donald Trump, in his fever dream, could conjure up what a truck stop should be, and you get
But Bucky's. It's not a truck stop. Trucks aren't allowed. Seriously.
It's a travel center.
But it's like, I've never seen anything quite like that.
No.
So Goodwood was all about it. He's like, oh, yeah. We got to go to Bucky's. And it was outside of Cheyenne, yeah. Okay? So yeah. We go to Bucky's, and I am still trying to wrap my brain around what happened there.
Yeah. Well, and I've never
seen... So it's like this giant, if you've never been to Bucky's, so it's just... gas pumps as far as the eye can see.
Yes.
All cars, no truck. It's no not truck. A truck yeah. stop. They don't allow trucks. So the trucks have to go somewhere else. I mean, there's a million truck stops.
Yeah. It,
you know, so Bucky's is for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, I mean, just sea of humanity, mm-hmm. people getting gas, and then kids and other people running around like crazy. Going. And then when you go inside, it's like... It's almost like a Disneyland of mm-hmm. of well, I say truck stop because I don't know what other
yeah it's term. A travel it's a truck
travel
stop, but
center
without, yeah it's a travel center
so it, they have all this barbecue like yeah. anything you want to eat like a barbecue it's all just like
people online talk a lot about the Bucky's brisket being ready
yeah and we
like,
got
people
the brisket.
Love their brisket
we got the brisket it was good but you just it's all ready to go you just yeah. grab it and yeah. it's just like this factory yeah. of. Food and beef jerky you can, and drink.
You can go to Bucky's and in a half hour you can take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
You can get brisket. You can buy a canoe.
Correct.
You can buy an outboard motor for your John boat.
You can get some Ray-Ban glasses.
Sure, Ray-Ban glasses.
I noticed.
And fill up your car and oh, and then you have to buy something with Bucky with the logo on it. So they have a full array of
shop.
Bucky merchandise.
Yeah.
I kid you not, the first time the BTJ went to a Bucky's, she came back with a Bucky onesie. Like a
you fantastic. Know,
like a little beaver Bucky onesie thing.
I should have got that.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. And then Bucky's has its own, they have their own beer, they have their own hot sauce, yeah. all Bucky branded.
And beef jerky too, right?
Yeah, it's just...
It's insane.
I don't think I could eat beaver.
It's really insane. And I'm glad we went.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would ever go back.
It's insane.
But...
The first time you see it... I think
it's unbelievable.
I think the first time I was at a Bucky's, I saw a guy buying, and by the way, he didn't have a roof rack or anything. He was buying like a big ass canoe, and then he bought some like bungee cords and just strapped it to the top of his station wagon. I was like, that what? So that he did not go there with the intent to buy a canoe. He just ended up at a Bucky's. Huh. With like a in a station wagon, and somehow while in Bucky's, he was like, well, I can't pass this deal up. Like, what?
How much was it?
I don't know. But he bought a freaking canoe and then some bungee cord. And, you know, like they rolled down the windows and then they strapped the bungee cord.
Into
like,
the car. Yeah.
Into the car. Done and then before. Off they went.
How about that?
And he, by the way, his state plate, the license plate was not, it was out of state. He drove that canoe to a different state.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, Bucky's.
Maybe that's the best deal on canoe.
I don't
in
know.
In the country.
But you can buy anything.
As they say, risk it for the brisket.
I guess.
Wow, what an experience. So it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you.
I mean,
yeah. Hey, you know what? Every now and then, I'm a firm believer that everyone at some point in their life should take a great American road trip.
Oh, I think so.
I really do.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
We had fun.
With Goodwood. And yes. Yeah, you're watching the
PS. We stopped at these crappy hotels. Yeah. And by the way, I have an observation. We'll have to get to this yeah. later. But I have discovered the new job
mm-hmm.
that has the most disgruntled people.
Ooh. I'm
yeah.
excited.
It's not even close.
Really?
I mean, it's...
It's not a Bucky's employee, is
it? It's unbelievable. No, the Bucky's people,
yeah, they're
they love it. It's they a whole, it. Like, yeah. Mickey Mouse brand.
It's like the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that later. But yes, take a road trip, guys. Yeah. Go see our vast American West.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's nothing out there,
no.
but...
Be careful of Oklahoma. I'm just...
Oklahoma's no good, no. But I'm talking about like the West. You know, like
well, you went through Wyoming. Wyoming is a beautiful.
It's pretty.
Wyoming is beautiful.
I thought Utah was pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
it's a little nicer. I think when Idaho, you get down to the southern part, you know,
not so much. Yeah. Eastern Oregon, gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah. So you know, good times.
Well, it was good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be back for the most part. Now, do we want to get to headlines? I think we do.
Yeah,
we had a big game last night.
Oh yeah,
very big.
Never seen anything quite like it.
It was one of the better games we've seen in years.
Yes.
And we'll get to that next on The Fan. Don't think I'm not coming armed with golf talk.
I would hope so.
Seeing as how Scotty won a major while I was away. But first, headlines. We had a big game last night. You know, pretty good little ball game.
I would say so, because game one of the West was a dud. And we needed something better in the East, and it delivered in every conceivable way. I mean,
I really like high score games like that that aren't just chucking threes.
Yeah,
you know,
I've just never seen. I mean, I've never seen anything quite like that. Except, I guess Indiana's already done it twice, but
three times.
I mean, in this postseason, this would be the third time. But I mean, conference finals to do it again. They were up 14 with what, two and some change.
Pretty crazy.
I mean, how does that even? Like, I went through. I was at a bar, and we were watching that. I was at a big meeting with the new boss.
Yeah.
And so we were sitting there discussing important fan business, and the bar just kept like every like 2 seconds there was an eruption. You could feel it building as people just all were like, "Oh my god!" Because you know you hit 1-3 and you're like, "Whatever," and they hit another one, you're like, "Well, maybe." And there's a turnover, and it kind of starts to build, and the pucker factor. You miss a couple free throws, and I mean, just the crescendo of that thing. The only downside is. The three, it should have been a three. It should have been a walk off with the choke.
Wait, I mean, you thought his foot was not on?
No. I'm just saying it would have been.
Yeah.
I mean, that might have been the greatest ending of a game I've ever seen if he didn't have the Kevin Durant big toe over the line.
Yeah. Halliburton's shot.
If that's a three,
it went off of the screen.
Yes.
Like you could not see the ball. No. It went that high off the back rim and then just dropped right in. And then a classic Halliburton, he's doing the choke sign, which was great.
Yes.
But they didn't win.
No.
Because it was only a two.
Yes. And then I immediately thought, oh my God, they're going to lose in overtime now because the choke thing. And and then the New York actually got off to a good start in OT, but you know Indiana wins because if you do that and you make the choke sign and you lose that game, dude, that's one of the biggest you're a jackass moves of all
time. Yeah, you got to win.
You got to win.
But... you know, Indiana, I don't really know how they do it. So the number was teams were 0 in 1,414 when trailing by 9 or more in the final minute of a fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs. I'm going to repeat that. Teams were 0 in 1,414 when trailing by 9 or more in the final minute of a fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs. And that record is now 1 in 1,414.
If you just scroll Twitter, there is at least 7, like, this has never happened, or it's happened twice in league history, you know, based on this lead and this time and these two teammates having this many points. I mean, look, it's just safe to assume that has never happened before and probably will never happen again. They would say, watch baseball because something will happen you've never seen. Well, that was last night. That doesn't happen. And it's like a perfect confluence of events, right? Where, why can't I think of his name?
Old What's His Nuts.
Naismith just goes nuts and can't miss, hits 6 threes in the fourth quarter, right? And then New York turns the ball over a couple times and you get the scramble that was a foul and then wasn't a foul, and you had the 37-second replay. And then, of course, you got to miss a couple free throws because in every one of these, if you just make – when you're up by that much, if you just make free throws, the game's over. But you miss a couple of those from a couple guys, and that leaves the door open. It's like this – confluence of events. And then like even like Halliburton didn't want to take that three. He was driving and then was like, and then
just go back over here.
Just runs back.
I'm gonna chuck it up
and flings that thing up. I mean, it's just you can't, like, if you wrote that script, you'd be like, that's a dumb movie and that's cheesy, and yet there we are.
Jay Williams called it the biggest choke job in NBA playoffs history.
Yeah.
And he is known for statements like that.
Yeah.
Very hyperbolic. But I don't know that it's not.
No.
I mean, I don't have anything to compare it to. In other words, I can't remember another game where a team blew that big of a lead in that short a time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, was it a choke or was it just is this what the Pacers do? They play so fast and they can get hot and they get going downhill that they can erase deficits pretty quickly.
Well, I will say that
and they've done it three times. So yeah. Real quick, they have three wins this playoffs. Mm-hmm. When they've been down seven or more in the final 48 seconds.
Yeah.
Three times they've done it.
One in each series.
It's not, it's unique to them because of the way they play. They play so fast. Mm. But so is that a choke or are they just really good at doing that?
Well, it's a choke. It's
Because you should never allow it no matter who you're playing.
Yes. If you're New York, again, you just have to not take your, and they even said after the game, they're like,
they took their foot off
the gas. And that's silly considering you've already seen Indiana do it twice. And then, like I said, turn the ball over, miss free throws. If you just don't turn it over and you knock down a couple free throws, it may be a little tight at the end, but Indiana doesn't even have a chance to do that. So when you open the door for them and then Indiana comes and slams it shut, yeah, it's a choke. Give credit to Indiana, but blowing a 14-point lead with 248, 238, something like that, two and some change, I'm sorry, that is a choke. That is 100% a choke. You're just going to sit there, if you're watching that game film, if you're the Knicks, you're just sitting there with your head in between your legs saying, how the hell did that happen?
We'll get more on this game coming up next. And boy, Jace, I go away and I come back.
Mm-hmm.
And on the very day I'm back, a Blazer wins an award.
Well, there's kind of two.
Well, sort of wins sort an award.
Yeah. Second. Tier award.
It's actually pretty neat.
You're damn right.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. Things are looking up.
Pretty good.
And we've got some college football coming up, but first let's go to Buck with SportsCenter.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, by the way, Aunt Edward's fined again for dropping an F-bomb.
I can't help myself. He's got
Yeah, that I think I read that his discipline bill is now $430,000 for the season.
I think that's right. He was at $370,000 before this one.
Yeah, he got $60,000. All he said was, I couldn't have, or he said something about missing so many effing shots. I don't know. Do we need to be fining guys for F-bombs? Like, we can't handle an F-bomb, or?
No, but also at the same time, like, it's not that hard to not drop F-bombs on national TV or whatever. I mean, it's really not that hard.
No, it isn't. But
something tells me that he doesn't really.
I think they're going at him now. They're watching him.
He just throws that behind the child support payments, and he's all right.
Oh wow!
What
a shot that was.
Well, I think he's I think he's on pace. He's got that Tyreek Hill thing going.
Does he?
I think he's got like 5.
Wow! Yeah, really? He's 5 with 5.
Might be 5 with 4.
Five with four.
Somewhere around there. It's encroaching on that.
He is on a Hall of Fame pace.
Yeah, and he's young.
But he's got a ways to go, though.
Well, he's young.
Travis Henry, I think, was, what, 8 or something?
It was something like that.
Well, and Ant just famously did this thing where he went to court and he said, I want to pay all 18 years right now, and I don't want to talk about it again.
He just wants to pay
Which was crazy. But that's what he did. He forked over, like, a couple million bucks and said, like, we're done here.
Well, he's 23, so, I mean, you want to...
That's a pace.
You might want to slow down. I mean, I understand you make a lot of money, but just, you know.
What's he making every year? Edwards? Aunt Edwards?
It's probably not. I mean, he hasn't signed the extension yet, so.
Yeah, is he in the
I'm assuming.
20s, 30s?
Right now, he's on a 5-year, $244 million deal.
Hey-o!
Whoa.
So.
I have to go to my iCalc.
You're going
to
be all right. You're going to be all right. But when he signs that, okay. So he's got a ways to go till he, but he'll be 27 when he puts his foot in the cash register again.
Next
so.
Year he'll be making $55.6 million.
Oh my god, he's already making that much?
Yeah.
How is he at that level?
He already hit the extension. I mean, these guys coming to the league,
Yeah, he was in there. He was young.
He was young, so he already signed the big extension.
God.
But the mammoth extension, though, when he's 27 and he signs the next, because if you look at some of these guys that hit the awards and whatever. Like Shea, I mean, they're going to be making like 80 million bucks a year.
Yeah, I think I read not too long ago that there will be an NBA player making $100 million a season.
Yeah.
$100 million a year.
You know, hey,
and it could be Luka.
Then maybe, you know, maybe the child support isn't that big of a deal. They got to be careful because you're making that amount of money, then the child support goes up.
Why do you think he wants to pay it all now?
You know, that's actually not a bad idea.
Like locking up players at young, like, it's like the Atlanta Braves theory.
It's like the opposite of deferred payment.
Yeah.
That's right. Lock in the child support payments at a nice low interest rate now.
That's right.
Because you don't want that balloon payment coming later.
Because like you said, the more he makes, the more he's going to have to pay. He's like, here, just take all this.
Yeah. Bring gas.
Now, if the next gal is smart, she's like, woo, woo, woo. No. We're going to wait to renegotiate that in a couple years to sign the big extension.
She just needs to wait a couple years to get him to knock her up.
Yeah. You got to wait that 27 year when in 3 years. That's when the real money kicks in for if he gets hurt though,
you know, these are the decisions these women have to make.
It is. It's tough,
tough out there.
Where do you go? You
know. Well, I was looking back at the Reggie Miller choke game.
Mhm.
Because I had, you know, I...
Yeah, it's the stuff of legend, but you forget
the details.
I forgot
about it. Yeah, so I was looking at the details of that because, you know, we were talking about how bad the Knicks choked, and of course, they did choke, and then Halliburton doing the choke, and of course, Knicks Pacers has a little juice to it, even whatever it is, 30 years later. This is a fun series.
Well, and
the Pacers are just fun no matter who they play.
They are, and they've got Reggie Miller on the call.
Yeah.
And... Now, I did not get to hear it because, again, I was at a bar, so it was loud. We didn't really get to hear a lot of the call. Everyone was hooting and hollering, but I went back and listened to some of it, and he certainly was leaning in a little bit, and I know that rubs people the wrong way, but the point, and then he quickly kind of backed. I think that's a little awkward. If I was a Knicks fan, that would rub me the wrong way a little bit.
Well, rub it in his face.
That he's on the call pointing at Halliburton.
Take him to Halliburton. Reggie Miller, that game. So that was the 1994 East Finals, Game 5 at Madison Square Garden, Knicks Pacers. Miller had 25 points in the fourth quarter. And the Pacers outscored the Knicks in the fourth quarter by 19 points. And they beat them. They actually beat them kind of going away. So that's what happened in that game.
They beat them going away, I thought?
Well, they beat them by like 8 or 9. Okay. I think the final score was, it might have been 93-86, so they beat them by 7.
I thought he was just, because I remember he hit the three and then stole the ball and hit another one. I kind of thought that they just won by one or two. So again, shows you what you, I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. They ended up winning by 7. The thing I don't like about that game last night was the teams, they only shot 60 some threes, I think. Which is, like, if the Celtics were in that game, dude, imagine how many threes would have been chucked.
Yeah, so Indiana put up 37, and it looks like the New York Knicks put up 34.
Oh, okay, so 70.
Yeah.
All right, I can live with
that. So the Knicks went 11 for 34. It's a robust 32%. And Indiana shot the ball significantly better than that. They went 15 to 37 for 40. I mean, some of these games literally can come down to who just shoots a better.
Exactly.
Like, if you shoot 10% better than the other team from behind the arc, the way the game is played, it's.
But at least the Pacers like to run and get easy buckets.
Yeah.
So they have a little bit different dynamic going. But do you know how many threes they shot in the Reggie Miller choke game?
I'm guessing not many.
The teams combined to shoot 30.
Yeah.
And Reggie shot a third of those.
Well, it's weird when you go back and you think of like Dale Ellis or Reggie Miller, or, you know, whoever the Sean Elliott, these great 3-point shooters. Larry Bird, it's alarming to see how few threes were actually taken. It just wasn't part of the game. And now it is the biggest part of the game. I mean, you see it all the time where you know, you see a star player and he takes 17 shots. And two of them are inside the 3-point line. I mean, Anthony Edwards is one of the most explosive, dominant players that we've seen in a number of years. And he does this all the time where he puts up 17, 18, 20 shots. And, you know, 90% of them are from three. I mean, he only took 13 shots in game one. And I'm willing to guess of those 13, I'll bet you 9 of them were from behind the arc. I'd have to go back and take a look.
Well, anyway, good series.
Yes.
We'll see if the West Series gets good tonight. We do have Oklahoma City, Minnesota game 2.
Yeah.
And then.
So he took 13 shots. 8 of them were 3-pointers. Yeah. Anthony Edwards in game 1.
My Pacers.
Yes.
People think he might be dinged up a little bit, Edwards.
Yeah, he had the. He went back with the ankle and all that. But to your point about your Pacers, I said going in, I didn't have a rooting interest in anything, right?
Now you do,
it was
you?
Wide open. And I kind of thought I was going to be Oklahoma City because this is the other thing you missed. Apparently now we all hate Oklahoma City.
Why?
It's very weird. Apparently Shea is the new James Harden and he's just a foul monger.
Yeah.
And that Oklahoma City, it's a garbage franchise that lucks their way into to all these draft picks, and then they stole a team from Seattle, and they're ugly and to watch them play, and Chet Holmgren looks like a cast member of the Burbs. Like, out of nowhere, like, everyone, you missed it. We had two great rants. Dirt went off for like a minute and a half about how much he hates them. Danny refused to give him any credit, basically, for doing anything. Huh. And, like, on this national basis, like, oh, my God, like, we hate Oklahoma City. So I was like, well, maybe I'd go for Oklahoma City because, you know, screw everybody. It seemed like a weird, arbitrary hate. And then on the other side, I was kind of like, all right, maybe the Knicks, because you got to admit, when New York's cooking, that arena and that city, it's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, that city's going nuts. But after last night.
All Pacers, baby.
Go Pacers, right?
Hell yes.
Hell yeah.
How could you not, if you didn't have a rooting interest and you were watching that game, how could you not get behind Indiana?
I know. I was even pulling for New York, and about midway through that run, I was like, well, you know what? Go Indiana.
And maybe it seems lame, but Halliburton went from the guy who didn't play a single minute on the Olympic team, being the guy who just was like a practice player, to being the most overrated player in the NBA, and now he's like, watch this. And it's great to watch this little story arc for him.
I gotta tell you, he seems like a pretty fun guy, too.
His dad's like, a douche, but
yeah, that's true.
I forgot about that.
He's leaning into it, though.
But he's a good guy.
He's leaning into it, and I can appreciate it.
Is he a villain?
He's becoming the villain.
Yeah. There's been a viral clip going around from when he and Jalen Brunson both appeared on WWE at the same time. So they're both into the whole heel theatrical element of that.
Well, that's fun. I love this, I mean, come on, we're all going to watch game two, right?
Absolutely.
The Pacers, Pacers finally got their hooks in.
It just got good.
And Rick Carlisle is their coach, who is a grade A-hole.
Yes.
But that guy's a hell of a coach.
Well, think about this.
Remember, he already has a title.
Yeah, that son of a gun. He took that Mavericks team that had no business winning a championship. If he takes these freaking Pacers and they win it.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
Do you really think they can win it? I mean, they're really good.
Why not? I mean.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't think they're going to, but.
It's probably going to be.
Oklahoma City.
It's going to be Oklahoma City. Yeah, but really if it's the Pacers and the Thunder, I think the one thing about the Thunder is they are pretty young.
Yeah.
Not pretty. They are very young.
Well, and in close games, they have not done well. And Indiana has been beyond
clutch. And I think
clutch.
They would have the coaching edge, would they not? With Slick Rick over there?
Absolutely.
Their coach, Dagenau, just won coach of the year.
I know, but I think... But come on, Carlisle's got the pedigree. He's been there. He's won the ring.
He has the chops, having done this before.
Yeah. All right. Go Pacers. I ordered my Pacers jersey. Yeah.
Well, it was even fun last night. You had the same pinstripe jersey, and it just that last night was fun. That was great.
All right. Well, NBA awards were handed out today, and as expected, the college football playoff is a changing. That's coming up on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, Buck just told us during the break that people in New York are photoshopping Tyrese Haliburton onto Osama bin Laden and calling him Haliban.
Calling him the Haliban. Yeah.
Well, and there's some stuff going around like comparing this to like 9/11. And I mean, it's.
Well, yeah. What'd you say? Like one guy on a. What is that? Like a group?
He told like somebody screenshotted just like a group text. Yeah. And it was one dude going, man, I hate to bring up 9/11, but seriously similar vibes.
God.
Knicks fans haven't listened. Well, this is like when Boston lost and when Tatum tore his Achilles, there were some tremendous like tweets and group chats. One guy was like, oh no, not Tatum's Achilles. Why, God, take my wife's Achilles? That fat bitch doesn't need it.
Oh my God.
He's like, she doesn't do anything. Oh yeah, dude. It was
that
like
went viral.
Yeah, it went viral. Like, so it's like fan base is handling these things just phenomenally.
Is there anything worse than overzealous sports fan?
No, there's not.
Good grief.
There is nothing worse.
Well, get on the train.
Yes.
While you can, Jace. Yeah. The Portland Trailblazers bandwagon is a leaving the station because
I want clarity because you said A award.
Yeah.
Two.
Who I don't even know what the second one is.
I don't know which one.
Well, I'm talking about Tumani Kamara.
Yes.
Who was announced today
yes.
that Tumani Kamara has made the NBA's second team all defense.
Hell yeah.
Second team.
So when management says they don't necessarily need to go find a star because he's already here, this is what we're talking about.
It's actually
second
pretty
team
neat.
All defense. And let's also.
I mean, that's great.
That is great.
Because you know me, I love guys that can defend.
Yeah. How about this? Second team all NBA rookie. Huh?
Klingon?
Yeah. Who else would it be?
Well, yeah.
He was voted the eighth.
He was second team all rookie?
Second team all rookie.
Boy. So that means he's not even the top. He's not even in the top five of rookies.
He maybe a top six rookie. Maybe.
No, he was the eighth. He was the eighth leading vote getter.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So
he's not in the top seven of rookies.
Yes.
And but he was the seventh pick.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. All right. So
he's tracking right where he should be.
It's the first time since Damian Lillard that a Blazer rookie has made an all-rookie team. I don't want you dismissing this.
I'm going to go to that lake.
It's basically, kind of like
the future has arrived.
The era has become.
The era has become.
It's kind of like the Alonzo Mourning meme.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're kind of sad, but then you're like, well, you know.
Okay. We settle.
By the way, is this pathetic?
What?
Kamara is the first Trailblazer to make an all-defensive team since, do you know? Do you have any guesses? Have you seen this?
I have not seen this.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think, are we talking like a Theo Ratliff maybe?
Well, Nick Batum? You did see it.
I did not see this.
You could not have picked that out of thin air.
Why?
Is that right?
Theo Ratliff.
Am I right?
Yes! Wow. Come on, dude.
That's good.
No, I did not see that.
Oh, you suck.
I did not. Sure. I was just trying to think of the last time I had a Blazer that played defense. And by the way, Theo Ratliff didn't do anything else.
Well, we had Marcus Camby for a while. I say we.
He was like 1,000 years old.
Yeah, but he could defend. That's the only thing he could do.
Well, so that Theo Ratliff.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. I was thinking Theo Ratliff, Nick Batum, maybe an Andre Miller.
Dude, they haven't had a player make the all-defensive team since Theo Ratliff?
Hey, man.
That was over 20 years ago.
What year was it, did you say?
What?
What year was it?
2004.
God.
Boom.
Exactly.
That's right.
God.
Hey, dude, things are looking up,
come
man.
On.
Things are looking up.
Go get Lou Dort.
We do not need anyone else. Everything you need is right here, along with the 11th overall pick.
On my way in today, I was listening to my favorite midday show, Danny and Dusty.
Yes.
And Danny was trying to tell me, well, you know, these are the signs that things are going well.
That's right. He's very happy. Danny is, that man can sprinkle bark dust on anything that the Blazers do. He's very positive.
Well, thought that was good news.
It is good news. What do you mean you thought it was good news? It's good news. Having a player on the all-defensive team is better than not having a player on the all-defensive team.
I mean, it was the second team, but okay.
Wonderful. Just marvelous.
I really actually don't like this. If this is a minor sports gripe of mine.
Sure.
I don't like honorable mention anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't like second or third teams.
Second team accolades?
I think that's stupid.
You're almost one of the really good ones.
Exactly.
You're sitting here next to a third team All-American. Thank you very much.
And you, I'm sure you tout that.
No, I don't. It's kind of embarrassing, to be honest with you. I don't like when anyone brings it up. You're like, again.
But you can say, like, if you say, I was an All-American in college. Can you say that?
Kind of.
Oh, you can. Technically, you can.
Do you know
that would be accurate?
Do you know how many different All-American teams?
It's a kind of All-American.
Do you know how many different teams? There's only, to your point. The AP All-American team is the one that counts, and it's first and second team. You know who wasn't an AP All-American? Me.
Were you an academic All-American?
I was not. I was not.
Idiot.
No, moron.
You're an idiot, Sue.
So, yes, to your point, I think I am the rule that proves why the third team, you're like,
do we need second teams? Well, it's kind of stupid.
Hey, second team's okay. I'll give you a second. Third is right out.
He did get six first team votes.
Yes.
I mean, he's, you know, come on.
Tamani Kamara is a
so
good.
A couple people think he's
Tamani
great.
Kamara is a really
six, good, not a couple.
Hey, he is a
several.
He is a really good player.
He is.
Yeah. In fact, I will go out on a limb.
Nice player.
If you told me that I had to take one guy from the Blazers and
great
say that
player.
That he is a guy that I need to be here in 4 years, I think I would take Tamani Kamara. Because I think, follow me.
Well, there's not many.
That's my point, right? Like, please stop talking to me about Scoot. And I'm tired of hearing about, Anthony Simons shouldn't be here anymore. He is what he is. He's a fine player. He's not going to be a difference maker.
What about Duop Reath? Is he still?
Yeah, I think after he killed it on like back-to-back 10-day contracts, they gave him like a 3-year deal.
You know, Shane Sharp has all the ability in the world, and yet he's still getting benched, and they can't get him to play hard. And Klingon, whatever, you know, cool. Go be
really?
Second
We're
team.
Already dismissing him?
Well, no, but he's a fine player, but he's not a big difference maker. Tamani Kamara is one of the best defenders in the league. His offensive game is getting better. You know what? I'm going to lie. Denny. But those are the two guys.
You'd rather have those guys over anybody else?
Yes.
Isn't that an indictment?
If you gave me Denny and you gave me Tamani Kamara, I think that right now are the two pieces that you look forward and say that you're very confident that those guys are people that you can build around. I'm not saying those guys can be your best players or should be your best players, but I feel a hell of a lot better than anyone else on the team when I talk about those two. So
yeah, I just think that if those two are the two guys you're picking, your franchise is in a lot of trouble. And it's not because they're bad.
No,
you're a loser.
That's the best you get. But I will offer you a caveat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you like a caveat?
Sure. I don't even know what a caveat is.
Well,
we've got to bifurcate those two
I know
two
what
things.
The caveat means.
It's
but,
probably not the right word to
but
use.
But I don't know what a caveat is.
I'm going to offer you a different... I'm going to give you a different offer. How about that?
I'm going to give you an offer you can't refuse.
I'll give you Avdija or for the future. Like, you have to pick one guy.
Yeah.
Avdija or whoever the Blazers pick in the draft.
Denny.
Okay.
Denny,
100%. Have you seen the people that are linked to them at number 11?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
And I don't really
just
care to, but...
A caveat is a warning of specific stipulations, conditions, or limitations. So he gives you the information with the caveat that...
Yeah, that was not the right use of the word caveat. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
Well, I was like, I don't know.
Grammar.
When someone says caveat, I'm like, you know from context, but...
It kind of means there's a catch.
I didn't know if caveat was a thing, or if it's just a concept.
All right, coming up next, the college football playoff will be changing on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.